through the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime estimates that more than 300,000 people are currently held in scam centers across Southeast Asia alone. And so trafficking there from close to 80 countries by criminal networks who exploit their language skills, their digital literacy, and their hope for legitimate work. Victims are often recruited with promises of legitimate work abroad. And I, as MP, I can tell you how many constituents call me from time to time trying to verify if this is true or not, only to find themselves trapped in an exploitative situation where their freedom is restricted, their documents are taken, and they are controlled through threats, through violence, through intimidation, or debt.